Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Pat, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I couldn't
okay,
hear you.
We're going to bring you on here in about 1 minute. Thank you.
Okay.
And the devil, he has lost the battle. He has lost. The Lord has won it. Yes, he has. Oh, yes, Lord.
Choose you this day who you're going to serve.
There's a guy up here that called me lukewarm. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire. I want to do it. I want to be on fire.
I love it. And I just pray that you'll take this from me. There's a way. Well, he's it.
And I thank you, Lord. I'm in your hands now. And I tell you what, I'm alive. I'm alive. I've been dead. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive.
Are you ready?
Ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, we can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Okay, welcome to the Mega Man Radio Show. Today is a live broadcast. Today is Saturday, August 21st. It is 8 p.m. And we're going to have special guest on tonight, Dr. Pat Holliday. Looking forward to this show. We're going to be talking about her book called The Witch Doctor and the Man, The City Under the Sea. And then in second hour, we're going to be doing some more spiritual warfare training, if time permits. And answering some questions like, how can you cast out a demon if you're a Christian and you want to help out a brethren? And maybe even do a mass deliverance if we have time. So without further ado, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And by the way, let me mention that we are now in the iTunes library, so you can download the program there right onto your iPod And if you go over to OmegaManRadio.com, we also have a player there that you can play the show, stream it live, and download if you click on the RSS link. Thanks to Peter Kuhlman for pointing that out. And let me get Dr. Holliday on the line. Stand by. Dr. Pat, are you on with us tonight?
I'm right here, ready to go.
Okay, praise God. I hope everybody has their coffee or cappuccino out there. I'm drinking Colombian coffee tonight with some half and half and turbinado sugar.
My goodness.
Absolutely. How's your week been doing?
Oh, I've been flying around in the Bible looking for Jesus, and I found him.
Well, praise God. I call my grandmother.
I didn't want that to sound like it was a witch flying.
I call my grandmother, and I say, "Grandmother, how you doing?" And she says, "Well, me and Jesus are doing all right."
Yeah, so, that's right.
I think that's always a good response.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some exciting news to talk about tonight. Your book is back in print. The Witch Doctor and the Man. Praise God. Congratulations.
Amen. The Witch Doctor. People, you know, we have it up on our website in an e-book form. And people kept saying, we need it in softback. So finally, Pastor Dennis started investigating, and he got it up on the Internet. And we were just so thrilled with it that they can just go and order as many as they want to. I tell you, it really will open up people's spiritual eyes to see things, to see how the devil works, but also to see how God works in the spiritual realm. It's such a dramatic testimony. You hardly hear of things like this anymore, but it is happening. You know, Bishop Kenko was a fourth generational witch doctor in Ghana, Africa. And his father sat on the throne, that's the wizard seat of that area, and he was training his son to take his position in the spirit realm. And so the Witch Doctor and the Man is a testimony about his track in understanding witchcraft and learning about it. And then there's a part two that talks about his conversion and his ministry. And it's a very dynamic book. I believe every deliverance ministry should get the book and read it. I have been in the deliverance ministry some 25 years when I met Bishop Kenko. And, I mean, I learned things in Africa about the spiritual realms that I had never heard of in this country. The ministers that we know that have the deepest revelations of demonology and deliverance, I've never heard any of them talk about, well, for instance, the city under the sea. And that is a city that is under the sea. It's off the coast of Ghana, and it is a real spiritual city that witches go to from all over the world. And that's where Bishop Kenko spent 12 years learning to become a wizard. The testimony is so dramatic. He had a supernatural visitation from the Lord, where he was sleeping in a hotel room across from an Assembly of God church. I think he got saved around the same time I did in 1974. And what happened was a voice came into the room and said, he wasn't a bishop then. He said, "Kenko, go take a shower. You're going across the street to the church." He said, "Well, it's daytime. We don't go into churches except at night." He said, "Take a shower." He said, "You know, witches don't take a shower but once a year.
Good
and
grief.
He said, "We bathe in the lake." And he said, "Take a shower. We're going across the street." to that church. So he checked in the spirit realm. He said he checked from the north, the south, the west, and the east, and he couldn't find the spirits that were guiding his life in those places. So he got up and he took a shower, and this hand took him and walked him across the street into that Assembly of God church and set him down on the back row. And the pastor recognized him because they were a well-known family in the area. Everybody knew who his father was. And so the pastor immediately started saying, "I bind you, I bind you, I bind you in the name of Jesus." And so the bishop said, he said that the hand had him anchored there on the seat. He said, "If you've come in here to do trouble," he said, "I bind you up." And so the band started playing and they started singing, and the demons were just going crazy in his head. He was sweating profusely, and he said the demons were screaming, "Ah, get out of here, get out of here now." Well, he would have run out, but the hand had him anchored there.
Oh.
And so then the preacher preached the gospel, and then the invisible hand picked him up and walked him up to in front of the preacher. And the preacher said, "I bind you in the name of Jesus." He said, "Do you want to get saved?" And Bishop Cancer said, "Yes, I want to get saved." So he led him in a sinner's prayer. The invisible hand took him back across the street to the hotel room, and he got in the bed and went to sleep. And so 3 days later, the man appeared in his room, and he had blood on his head with the crown of thorns and bloody hands. And he jumped up and ran out of the hotel room and went over to the preacher, and he said, "Man, come in my room. Man, come in my room. I'm scared." He says, "Can I sleep with you and your wife?" And they said no, but they did let him sleep in the house that night. And the preacher told him, says, "If the man comes back, ask him what he wants." So several days later, the man appeared again, and same man with the bloody hands and the blood on his crown, and he says, "I'm Jesus." And he said, "I've saved you out of great darkness for you to tell people what I have done for you." And so anyway, the story, his salvation story, is very, very dramatic. And the local bodyship of Christians over there rejected him for 3 years, all of the pastors. And he became a street ministry. He would walk out in the streets, and he would tell them about Jesus. And finally, the pastor said, "Well, he looks like he's real, so let's cover him." So they took him in and started covering him. But the people were very afraid of him, and so he had a very hard time fitting into the Christian fellowship over there for a long time.
You know, that's like the ministry of Paul.
Yeah.
You know, Paul's going around having people arrested, taken off to prison, and he gets the conversion experience on the road to Damascus, and when he's called, nobody wants to believe him. They say, "Hey, he's got to be a double agent.
Yeah.
We can't trust him." So
it's the same way. Well, what happened to him was Demas Shakarian. Now, all people know Demas. Demas Shakarian came over to Africa, and he met with the local pastors, and he said, "I'm looking for testimonies. Do you know anybody that's ever been in witchcraft that's gotten saved?" They said, "Yeah, Kenko."
Wow.
So he said, "Would you bring him to my hotel room?" So Kenko came up to the hotel room, and he says, "Are you sure you want to hear my testimony?" He said, "Because people faint when I tell them my testimony."
Man.
And he said, "Yeah, I want to hear it." So he told him, Dimas Shikarian took Bishop Kenko all over the country of Africa into other countries, giving his testimony of coming out of being a witch doctor. And since then, many, many witch doctors have come out of the darkness. It's a wonderful, wonderful testimony of the power of God. And then I go into the first part of the book about how he was trained as a witch doctor. And I'll just tell you one thing that, you know, American deliverance ministers have a lot of understanding about astral projection now. When I came into the body of Christ, people in churches had hardly no understanding at all of witchcraft, because witchcraft was not prevalent in America. It was underground. But now with television and movies, they all understand a few things. And so you hear about witches astral projecting. It's in the Bible. And I believe it's in Ezekiel chapter 10, talks about witchcraft and the witches flying and training people in soul traveling, and also sewing pillows to put powers upon them, and so on and so forth.
Dr. Pat, for those that are tuning in, go ahead and define the term astral projection.
Okay, astral projection is a thing where a witch or a wizard or a psychic, which is nothing but a witch anyway, they can come, they can will their spirit out of their body, and as long as a silver cord, which the Bible talks about that being the cord of life, as long as there's a silver cord attached to their spirit and their body is anchored by that silver cord, they can go and fly any place in the world. But if that silver cord is cut or damaged before they come back to their body, then their body will die.
Okay, and so maybe think of it as like a kite attached to a kite string.
Exactly.
It can soar, but the moment you cut that twine, that thing flies away and it's over.
Their spirit goes to wherever it goes to.
Okay.
And their body dies. And
wow.
It's a very dangerous thing for people to do. And I've known deliverance ministries, as a matter of fact, that have gotten under the torment of a witch or a wizard, and they will cut the silver cord. And when they cut the silver cord, whoever's doing that's going to die. And also, they travel on highways, spiritual highways called ley lines. And the ley lines are the highways that they can connect a ley line to you and them, and they get on that ley line and come right to your house. So in spiritual warfare, we block the ley lines in the name of Jesus and forbid them to be able to come. We also put up a wall of fire, Zechariah chapter 5, verse 2, of the Holy Ghost, that they cannot come through the wall of fire. Christians in deliverance ministry have to learn spiritual warfare. And I do a lot of teaching on spiritual warfare on my webpage, MiracleInternetChurch.com. And there's a lot of MP3s there. There are television programs there, DVDs, and also articles. And all of those things are free. The only thing that we sell on my webpage are ebooks, and I've written 80 of them. And since then, I've written a whole bunch of books that are free that I put up on Scrib and over on Remnant Radio, plus my newsletters up there. So there's a lot of free stuff up there, but buying the ebooks and purchasing The Witch Doctor and the Man just helps us to furnish money for our local ministry here in Jacksonville. And so astral projection is very, very real. It's a supernatural, spiritual witchcraft thing. But it's very dangerous. And you see, in African witchcraft, they're very well trained in their arts, what we call the black arts. In America, people are trained through going to the library, getting witchcraft books. They are trained by demons that they connect into. Like I had a man that we delivered, and I wrote a book about him called Solitary Satanist. And he was practicing witchcraft in his house all by himself and with the devil and the devils. The devil would bring full manuscripts to him that were no longer in print to train him. And this man was delivered through our ministry. They can read the book in ebook. We don't have it up on Amazon yet.
You'd be calling that automatic writing?
Well, actually, he was doing blood sacrifices. He was in face-to-face confrontations with the demons.
Oh, boy.
And they were directing his entire life.
Okay.
And he was what he called, and the book is called Solitary Satanist.
Okay.
And he was actually not connected into a group of people. Now, the interesting thing about ministering to these kind of people, it's easier to get somebody free that is not connected into a coven that is practicing witchcraft all by themselves than it really is to get somebody that is a member of a group. And the reason is as you catch that, as you deliver that person, that group begins to pray and track them, and they will do everything they can to get them back. If they can't get them back, then they will find them and kill them. In my book, up on my e-books, there's a book called Be Free. And in the last chapter of that book, we drew a person or delivered a person out of the local covens in Jacksonville. And there's a story in there how they came to her door and how they tried to kill her. It's a very interesting book.
You know, that's the way Satan is, isn't he? He's a cruel taskmaster. These people get in and they become witches and warlocks, and they say, well, you know, I'm a white witch. I'm not the black witch. And I will tell you, folks, that's pure malarkey.
Well,
Anton LaVey said there was only one group, and they're all dark. And my point was is very few get out of it because, again, Satan will take them along so far, and then he'll whack them. Demons will push them out of a window. They'll have a suicide spirit hit them. And Satan will use them as long as he can, and then he will throw them away and snuff your life out, folks. And there are people listening right now, Dr. Holliday, who are in witchcraft, active witches and warlocks. And I want to say to you, folks, that if you want to tune in here and try to attack us, what we'll do is we'll take your curses, send them back to you. The very demons that you meant to attack us will be back on your head because we have that power in Jesus Christ. And the word says, suffer not a witch to live. And many times you will die if we do spiritual self-defense as a Christian.
That's
not the intent here. You know, we love you. We do not want to see you remain on the dark side. Jesus Christ loves you. And if you're tuning in, I don't believe it's an accident. I believe God has given you an opportunity out there, okay, to be saved before you go past the point of no return, and then you spend an eternity in a devil's hell. And that's where Satan wants to send you. Ultimately, he doesn't love you. He wants to use you up and throw you away like a tin can. And so Jesus Christ is not that way. He loves each and every one of us, and he wants us to have eternal life and have a great life down here. And his power is the greatest in the universe. There is no greater power than the power of God and His Son,
Amen.
Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to say that out there. And, you know, we love people, and we do not want to see them go to hell. But you've got to make a decision at some point in time. And the word's very clear, suffer not a witch to live. So you need to choose who you're going to serve and understand that if you choose Satan, it'll be your ultimate destruction.
And we take authority over every one of them that is listening and bind those devils and cage them in the name of Jesus. And we ask the Lord to have mercy upon their soul and save them in Jesus' name.
And Dr. Holliday, I made an error and did not start out the program in prayer. So could we take this moment and
sure.
have you pray over the communication line? Because I know that every time we do a spiritual warfare program, Satan takes interest. He doesn't like it. He doesn't want the truth to go out. So I would like to have you pray. And if you're tuning in, you're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on tonight of Miracle Internet Church, and we're discussing her new book and her other books that she's written, a very prolific author. The one tonight is The Witch Doctor, The Man, The City Under the Sea. Dr. Pat, go ahead and start out in prayer.
We take authority over every spirit that would try to interfere with this program. We bind you, Satan. We cast your cords. We cut them. We cast every devil that is listening into a cage, and we forbid them to interfere with the communications and with the people's minds as we're praying. We cord their mouths, and we forbid them to be able to speak into their minds while we're speaking of spiritual things. We give you glory and praise that we put the fire of the Holy Ghost around each listener, and we put the anointing of God upon their minds that they can hear and understand what we're talking about, because spiritual things are spiritually discerned. And we give you the glory and the praise, God, for what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Dr. Holliday, go ahead and give out your websites for those tuning in and who would like to learn more about your ministry. You have several websites. How can they find you?
Well, I'm patholliday.com, and if they go to patholliday.com, they'll see a button on the front page that says Miracle Internet Church. They push that button, and it will take them over to our church page that has its interactive page where every other day it changes with new information up there, and they'll also find the button to order Witch Doctor and the Man on both of those web pages. And the internet church is miracleinternetchurch.com. And we welcome you to come up and listen to some of our materials.
Now, folks, Dr. Holliday has not only an internet presence, but she's also does a weekly TV program and has a church with regular church services. And I've been out there and worship with them, and it's an awesome place to go. It's really a refuge in the state of Florida, where you can go and get deliverance. Tell the people about your service schedule out there.
Well, we meet for prayer on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights, and then on Sunday morning. Those services, Tuesday is at 7 and Friday is at 7:30, and then on Sunday morning at 11:30. Now, we have a small group of people that come to pray. And then people come from other parts of the country to be prayed for, and local people will slip over every now and then for prayer. Most of the time, our local people have just dropped off almost to nothing. We used to get about 150 people every Friday night, and now it's just handfuls. Because they're under those playtime Christian churches that are dancing and rolling on the floor and barking like dogs and doing all that crazy kundalini devil stuff instead of following Jesus. And he has them captured for right now. But I believe that the Lord is showing me that that is the great falling away, And very shortly, he's going to give a call to those Playtime Christians, and they're going to have to make a decision, and they're going to have to find real Christians in order to get out from under the powers of darkness that have rolled into their churches through their pastors who really have fallen under bewitching spirits like Paul talked about over in Galatians. Who hath bewitched you? They're under bewitching spirits. And the only way that they can get out from those bewitching spirits is through the true gospel. And if they want to know what's happening, read Galatians. Paul tells you exactly what happened to that church that followed a sorcerer. And so we need to understand that we're living in the last days before the return of Jesus. And so I invite people to come. We spend time with them. We're in no hurry. And they can get free, and they can stay free if they'll just do what we tell them to do.
Amen to that. I do believe, folks, that the time is coming very soon where God is going to draw a line in the sand and say, you know, choose this day whom you're going to serve. And to help you make that decision, he's going to send a strong delusion to many folks out there that they will believe a lie if they wait too long to choose. You cannot be, you know, lukewarm anymore. You got to be hot or cold, or Jesus says, I'll spit you out of my mouth. And
well,
so,
let me say this. As we talk tonight, Iran and Russia have formed a deal to Russia to give them the chemicals that they need to start a nuclear plant.
Wow.
Now, you know, that is one of the countries that have threatened to bomb Israel.
Yes.
Now, knowing Israel, as I do, they don't sit back and wait for people to bomb them. And so many of your underground radio stations and people that study these things are saying that we, right tonight, are at one of the most dangerous times of our country's history, because Israel has a choice right now to make whether they go bomb Iran before they get the nuclear plant, or if they bomb them after that nuclear plant. What will happen is the fallout will hit the entire Middle East. So a lot of people think that something may well happen before they get that stuff from Russia. So every Christian should be praying, because I think we're sitting on the realms of perhaps World War III happening as we talked tonight.
And you know,
very,
Dr.
very
Pat,
dangerous.
I don't think a lot of people realize how vulnerable Israel is until you've actually went over there, folks. It's kind of hard to grasp that. I've been over there twice. Praise God for having opened the door. And you get over there and you realize that it's not a large piece of land. And they are literally surrounded.
No bigger than New Jersey.
I am telling you, they're surrounded by enemies. Even 5 miles outside of the area of Tel Aviv and so forth. And you've got to drive through these different zones. And each one has different security forces. You've got the IDF, then you've got a joint mixture, and then you have the Arabs. And so, I mean, it's just it's a play. Let me put it like this, give you a better example. 24 hours a day, Israel has fighter jets on the aircraft with a fighter pilot sitting in the cockpit. Because if a missile goes up, there is no time. They have to scramble immediately.
Amen.
And literally, they have 2 minutes, I was told, to intercept, or they're going to result in a direct hit. So, I mean,
we're in danger, because if Israel strikes, then some of our enemies are going to strike us, they say. So America right tonight is probably on high alert, maybe not, because our president is on another vacation up in Martha's Vineyard for 10 10 days. And as you know, all they do is play golf and vacation on the American money. But the truth is, America is sitting in a position that we are in the gravest danger tonight and within the next few days than we have been in a long time.
Wow.
And I can say that anybody that hasn't repented, you better get right with God while you got a chance. And in addition to that, we have to see that the Jewish people, although they go through a lot before the end of the book of Revelation happens, they are there. And Zechariah says that when Messiah comes, his foot will touch the mountain.
Yes.
And it will split, and the Jew will look and weep for him and recognize him as a mother weeps for her child. And so we're living in those last days where a few pages have to be turned. The other thing, the page of the Ezekiel 38 war, and that will be World War III. And if you know anything about politics, you know that every country's talking about World War III. So we can talk about demonology, and there's a lot of people that are demonized, but I can tell you right now, we are standing right under the source of darkness that we've never seen before. If they strike America, let me tell you something, there's none of us that are saved. I had a vision probably 20 years ago of the strike of America, and I saw the bees hit the state of Florida, and I was in Orlando, and I was trying to make it back to Jacksonville because Jacksonville had been struck and my children were in Jacksonville.
Wow.
That's been a long time ago that I had that. And, of course, many others have had those same kinds of things. We need to realize that we're living at the last few breaths of the church before Jesus returns. And America is gone. I don't think it's coming back. I don't think the church is going to resurrect with a great fallout of a charismatic revival. I think it's on a one-to-one basis as we talk.
I have no doubt about it. I believe America will not be saved. I do believe that individuals and families can be, but I do believe, Dr. Pat, that you know, God's science of judgment has been implemented. You know, when the cup of iniquity fills up to the point that the sins are so great that it starts to overflow, if God did not judge, the innocent would perish. And
yes.
So we're past the time of warning. You know, I remember Brother Michael Boldea, Dimitri Dudeman's grandson, and you had an opportunity to interview Brother Dudeman, did you not?
Yes, I did.
He
yeah,
went on
he
to
was
say
interesting.
That, you know, he believes the time of warning is long gone, and he even asked God and said, God, I've warned for, you know, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
What more can I do? And he was wanting to basically go take a hiatus for a while, as many of us have felt at one time or another. And, you know, but basically the Lord spoke to him and said, hey, I have trained you for a time such as now, and what do you call a soldier who, right as the battle is getting ready to start, decides to leave the battlefield?
Yeah.
And he thought about it. He said, well, I guess it would be AWOL. And he says, that's right. Now, you can leave the ministry, but you'll lose your reward, or you can stay in the battle because I've trained you for this time. And I believe it's that late in the game, folks, that as Dr. Pat Holliday said, we have a threat which is imminent. Russia and China are stronger than ever. The announcement was just made, I think, that China is number two or number three most powerful nation in the world now. You know, they can easily mobilize a 200 million man army if they wanted to, you know, with a billion people over there. They've got all the resources. They've been building up their currency with gold and silver, just as Russia has, as we have been getting rid of ours. And you hear every once in a while that we detect Russian subs off the coast. How is this possible? Well, back during the Clinton administration, we deactivated some of the underground underwater listening posts.
Yep.
And so we are, it's a sitting duck waiting to be gobbled by the shark in the pond, you know. And
Let
we do not
say
know.
Something.
Go ahead.
You know, when Duderman came to the radio station and I interviewed him, I guess it was back in the 80s, my life is so busy I can't keep up with time. But it seems to me like it was back in the 80s. What happened was he talked about the vision of the destruction of America and that God was going to destroy America because the church was backslidden, pastors and congregation people in a divorce and adultery, the things we're seeing right now. And he talked about the various states that the Lord had shown him the vision of California, Las Vegas, I believe he saw New York, but I remember he saw Florida. And in the vision of Florida, he said that the Lord showed him five South American places that were going to shoot bombs up here to Florida.
Yes.
And so after the interview, I was listening to television one night, the news, and they were talking about the fact that cities no longer have escape routes in case something like that were to happen, that they used to have buildings locally full of food and escape routes out of the city, and they're no longer doing that. And they said, and so they closed in Tampa, Florida, they closed that department down. And they were saying that they had information that five countries down in South America could possibly shoot and destroy the state of Florida. I heard that probably 15 years ago. And so things have been building steadily, steadily over the years, both in church history and in political history. And the Lord has had me to keep up on both sides of the coin at different times so that I could see things that were happening. And I believe that we are very, very close to the return of Jesus. And I believe that we're frightfully close to Ezekiel 38 happening, where they come down, you know, the big army comes, it has...
down from the north?
Yeah, and you know it says that they come down the Euphrates River, and of course the Sadat built that big dam over there that can dry up the Euphrates River, and that China has an army that big. I believe it's, I can't remember.
The Aswan Dam, I think it is, over there.
Yeah, yeah. And the army, China has an army that big right today as we speak. And so things, you know, the Bible shows that when they come to attack Israel in Ezekiel 38, that God defeats them on the mountainside, and he defeats them in such a way that the people of the world will know that God did it. And so I believe that's one of the very next things we're going to see, too, coming in the prophetic scripture.
No doubt about it. In fact, I think a lot of people have forgotten that even 5-6 years ago, they started to build this superhighway, which they've renamed. But it was originally known as the NAFTA superhighway. And, folks, it's an interstate that goes all the way up from Mexico into the heartland. And really what it is, it's a paved road for an invasion force because Dmitry Duderman saw a Red Dawn-style invasion. Incidentally, that movie is in production again, for those of you who remember the original Red Dawn with Charlie Sheen. It's coming back. How timely. But he saw a prophetic invasion where Cuba, Nicaragua, Mexico, and two Central American countries invaded right up to the southern portion of the United States. Dr. Holliday, how many people came into the border last night? Do you know?
Nobody knows. And
okay.
not only do they not know how many comes in, they don't know what they come in carrying. They don't know whether they're spies from whatever country. They don't know anything. But I tell you who does know, and that's Arizona, because their ranchers have been killed with these immigrants coming over the border. They're killing the local people while our president is standing guarding the rogues that are coming over the walls and through our borders. You see, we have no protection. All throughout the oil spill, he was playing golf every day, talking to the Beatles stars, talking to the sports people, and now his wife went over and spent millions of dollars to take Air Force Two with 67 people to Spain, and came under such an attack. They went down to the oil spill beach, Panama City, for 2 days, and now they're back up in Martha's Vineyard with the elitists for 10 days. We've got a president that is not an executive, never handled a business, who is not really prepared for the job that would take to protect us as people in our nation. We are standing as sitting ducks, and I'm telling you, the body of Christ is sound asleep. If you call a prayer meeting, you'll get a little handful of people come. If you call dinner, a barbecue, you can pack your church out. We have changed our church from preaching during the week now to just prayer meetings because it's so scary about what's going on, and most of your church pastors are just sound asleep.
Well, you know what, God?
I got an email today from a pastor. And you know, I had written you an email and said I've seen 5 people raised from the dead in my ministry. And I have. There's a local woman here that was sitting in the church the day that an occultist, a witch, who belonged to the local covens here in Jacksonville, came to the church. And when I started preaching, she suddenly jumped up and started running, and I ran after her. And when she got to the church door, she fell on the floor and died. And we prayed over her for 40 minutes, and she came back. And Julie was there that day, and her name's Julie Burke. She lives right here in Jacksonville. And there's other people that she knows that I can't remember because I've been around so much I don't remember everything. But my brother-in-law is in the intensive care, and I walk in the room, and he's just died. And I went over and prayed for him, and the Lord brought him back. And he said, "Can you prove this? This is an embarrassment to us." And I asked him, I said, "Well, maybe you're an embarrassment to us." I said, "Have you ever cast a devil out? Have you ever healed anybody sick?" And pointed him to Mark 16:16. And I said, "Maybe you're the one that's the embarrassment to Christ and not me."
Well, let me answer his statement. I don't think he's read the Bible.
No.
Or listened to what Jesus said over in Matthew 10:8.
No.
Jesus called the 12, and he said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Go and preach that. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." Let me repeat. Raise the dead.
It's
that
right
is
there, isn't
was
it?
Being done then. It can be done today, and it is done where you have people who are filled
that
with the Holy Ghost
the word.
And believe the word and are going out there and doing the things Jesus told us to do, and that would be signs of them that believe. I had someone say casting out demons is not for today. I said, "Well, then I don't know what Bible you're reading, because that's what Jesus said would follow those that believe."
How about looking into most churches and seeing them loaded with devils everywhere?
And let's talk about that.
Yeah, while the preacher stands up there, They're barking like dogs, squirming around on the floor like a snake. They are howling at the moon like a hyena and laughing like crazy people in an insane asylum. And they're standing up there with their hands up saying, "More, Lord, more, Lord," and it makes you want to puke. I tell you the truth, it is not any kind of Christianity that I walk in. And I have walked all over the world for Christ. I've seen the lame walk. I've seen the blind see. I've seen crippled people jump out of wheelchairs. And I'm going to tell you something. These people do not know God. And if they're just in the Bible functionally teaching the Word, and they're not seeing signs and wonders following their ministry, they do not know God. They do not know the Bible. And I'm telling you, they are the blind leading the blind. And Jesus said, they'll both fall into the ditch.
And,
so you follow who you want to.
And folks,
amen?
I believe it's more than just a little drainage ditch. I believe it's talking about
yeah.
the pit of hell.
Yes.
Dr. Pat, there's some new listeners tonight, and they wanted you to expound a little bit on this Kundalini.
Well, that's the easiest
uprising.
Spirit. The Lord showed me that spirit many, many, many years ago. And, in fact, I came across it the other day. I was going through some of my older books. You know, I've got books that I've never published. And so I was going through some of those that I hadn't published and came across Kundalini.
Yes.
And the Lord gives me the information at times that I need. Now, Kundalini is a spirit that comes, that we know it foremost out of the Hindu spirit, out of the Hindu religion.
Okay.
And what the Hindus believe, and I believe that's the spirit in every false religion in the world, because it's a snake spirit. It's the same spirit that influenced Eve over in the Garden of Eden. And that Kundalini spirit in Hinduism, it comes in and it goes down into the bottom of their spine. And it becomes the ruler spirit of Hinduism religion
yes.
over that person. And, you know, they worship over 500 million gods. That's demons, okay? And so that spirit sits there, and when they begin to chant and pray to their god, that spirit begins to rise up in their spine. And as they get into the spirit, when it gets up to the 33rd backbone, I can't think of the name of it right now, but when they get up to their neck, that spirit will suddenly go off into their brains, and they will fall into what American psychiatrists and psychologists call Kundalini state. And what happens to them is that they go off in a trance and they never come back. In America, if they go into that Kundalini state of trance, what happens over here, the family puts those people in the insane asylum, and the families don't take care of them. In India, they treat somebody in a Kundalini state as a holy person, have made their godhood, and the family bows before them every day, worships them, feeds them, bathes them, and burns incense at their feet. And they have reached the level of Hinduism called
Nirvana.
Nirvana.
And you were referring to the 33rd vertebrae.
Exactly.
Okay.
Sometimes I got so much going on in my mind.
Right, we're
going
to help each other.
Amen. But the point is, that Kundalini spirit has swept the church in America, the Christian church. I saw it when it first came out in the 70s when I was a baby Christian, and I would go into the charismatic meetings and I'd say, they wanted to teach meditation. And I'd say, that is not the Spirit of God. And I would tell them what was wrong with it. And, of course, I became their enemy. And I was zeroed outside of the Christian church because I could see spiritually, and they didn't want that. And so I've never really belonged to a Christian church. That might shock some of you. Not because I didn't want to, but they didn't want me in there, okay? Because I talk and I say what I see.
The demons inside of them did not want to be exposed. Let's get real.
Yeah, that's
and what
exactly
is one of the
right.
fastest ways that a person can pick up a Kundalini demon?
Well, the Kundalini spirit is an impersonating spirit of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
It's supernatural. It will give people supernatural experiences. They can have dreams. They can see visions. They can prophesy. But then the manifestation of that those devils, they twitch, they twitter, they have uncontrollable movements in their head and their bodies. As you see Stacy Campbell up on the YouTube, when she prophesies, it looks like her head is going to just come off like the woman in The Exorcist.
The bobblehead?
Yeah, she's demon-possessed, and she has the manifestations of the woman in Exodus, too.
I saw that picture you showed me, and her head is whipping back and forth so fast. Folks, if you see this, you actually see the demon face in the middle manifest.
Her name's Stacy Campbell. You can find her on YouTube. Well, anyway, that spirit will manifest, and they will fall out on the floor. They will crawl on the floor like a snake. They will roll around. They will get up on their fours, their hands and their legs, and crawl around like a beast or a cow or a dog. They'll make chicken clucking sounds. They will moo like a cow. They will make all sorts of animal sounds. Now, let me tell you about that. See, down in Voodooism, down in Haiti, when they get in under the powers of those devils down there, the Voodooists, what they will do is they worship certain gods, and their gods are animalistic-type gods. And so if they're worshiping the god of the snake, they will fall on the floor, and they will move around like a snake. That's happening in many Christian movements today. They will cluck like chickens. They will bark like all of those things are right out of the page of Voodooism.
Stand on one leg like a stork.
Yep, and swim on the floor like a fish. When I was over in Africa, when you minister in Bishop Kanko's church and some of the other churches there, when you get under the anointing of God, demons will manifest. And so the workers will go out and pull them out of the pews and bring them up front. I've got a film up on Miracle Internet Church with me and Bishop ministering in Africa, and you can see some of this stuff. And what happened was they will bark like dogs. They take the forms, their bodies will take on the form of whatever demon is manifesting in them, like a dog or like a snake or like a fish or a stork or whatever. And I told Bishop, I said, Bishop, over here when these things are happening in your church, I said, y'all are casting these devils out.
Yes.
In America, I said, they say that's the Holy Ghost. He didn't believe me until he came over here.
Wow.
And that really is. It's nothing but mass demonology in these meetings. Believe me, if I were to walk into one of those churches with all that stuff going on, I have no idea what would happen. But I do know this, that many times when I've gotten under the anointing of God and ministry in churches, they will jump up and run out of the church in absolute terror. And you can see it on the film in Africa. A witch started up to the front, and I started over toward her, and she turned around and ran out of the church. We have it on film.
Wow.
And so devils are afraid of Christians that know their anointing
yes.
and know their power. He's not afraid of those people saying, more Lord, more Lord. He's not afraid of Peter Wagner and all of those word of, what is his name, Kenneth Copeland and Benny Hinn and all of those people. He's not afraid of those people because the anointing is not real. And so, Christians, you need to start praying and asking God to open up your eyes that you can see and repent from your sins and walk very close to the Lord that you can hear. And the Bible says in John 14 that the Holy Spirit will be your teacher and he
yes.
will lead you into all truth. Well, if you'll stop following after every wind and doctrine and every crazy person that twitches an eyelid
yes.
or flips on over on the floor like I believe in slaying and the Holy Ghost being able to slay people in the spirit. I see it all the time. But there's a difference. If you can discern spirits, you would see that when a person is not under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and somebody gets slayed under a false ministry, their face will twist and they will manifest like in demonology, like
yes.
you see. But when they get slain under the power of the Holy Ghost, they go back like they're on a cloud of peace. Their face becomes bright and they're in an experience with the Lord.
Well, you know,
there's
it's a lack of discernment out there, folks. And I want Dr. Holiday to give an illustration that she shared with me earlier about the lack of discernment. And one of the easiest ways to get these demonic spirits is participating in things like transcendental meditation or yoga.
Yeah.
And they are doing that in churches, aren't they, sister?
And karate.
Martial arts?
They have some movie star, I can't remember his name, maybe you can.
Robert Downey Jr. doing the Wing Chun?
Well, there's a Christian doing it that claims to be a...
Harfouche?
No.
There is a guy by the name of Harfouche.
This guy supported McCain when he ran for office.
Oh.
Cannot remember his name, but anyway.
I hope it's not Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh well, we need to pray for Chuck. I met him one time, and he's in and out of ignorance, so we're going to pray for Chuck. I'd like to see him salvaged.
They're very sincere about what they're doing.
I met Chuck in 94. I had a chance to meet him, shake hands, and I remember the day I went up, and I had this book that he had written, and I wanted him to sign it, and he goes up and he autographs it, and I was, you know, lost for words. You know, this is meeting one of my, favorite actors. And he puts his hand out and shakes my hand, and it's like a cold fish handshake.
Yeah.
But I guess he couldn't afford to break it. You know, he is that strong. But
yeah.
Yoga, folks, is a gateway. And if you've done yoga, what you've done is put yourself in a position, and you're going to receive this Kundalini demon. If you're out there in the lotus position, in your Wing Chun classes or in the karate stance, and they're trying to get you to develop your chi area there in the stomach, you've got a gateway open. The demons are going to come in, and you're going to have to get them out, or they're going to start to wreak havoc on your life.
Exactly.
And what Dr. Holiday said about Haiti is so true. I was there in 87. It's one of the darkest occult centers in the world. They are poor for a reason, because they made a pact with the devil so that the French would get ousted, and they've got a curse of poverty on them over there. And literally everywhere you go, there are voodoo symbols, and we had to take them off of the hotel walls, Dr. Holiday, because they'll
mm-hmm.
put iron fertility symbols over your bed.
Mm-hmm.
People were mm-hmm. out there so poor, they're washing clothes in the gutters. And, folks, that's what happens when you give your life over to Satan.
Well, you know, a lot of people might not know this, but Clinton, Bill Clinton,
yes,
he and Hillary went down to Haiti when he was under attack to be impeached, and the witch doctor down there Doc Duvalier.
Duvalier, Papa Doc, Baby
Doc.
Yeah,
Papa Doc. They did a ritualism over them so that he would not lose his presidential seat. A lot of people don't know that, but that actually happened. Our high-level people, presidents and elitists, are all into deep occult worship. But let me tell you this. You can find demonology very prevalent in the Old Testament.
Yes.
I wanted to read Ezekiel 8 through 10 so that you can see what I'm saying. And if the Lord allows, I may take a minute to explain a few things.
And I want to interject there. If we're at the top of the hour, we've got another hour remaining, folks. You're listening to Omega Man Radio Network. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on tonight from Miracle Internet Church. Okay, Dr. Holliday.
Okay, now listen to this. It says, "Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had dug into the wall behind the door, he said to me, Go on, and behold the wicked abomination that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, an abomination beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed are displayed upon the wall," or you could say TV here, "round and about. Then he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients, supposed spiritual leaders of this house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery, for they say, The Lord seeth us not, but the Lord has forsaken the earth." Now, what he did is he had him to dig in the wall of the synagogue, and
yes,
they were in a secret place worshiping idols and gods. And they thought that the God, that the Lord couldn't see them, and surely nobody in the church was going to see them, or what they call the synagogue. And so demonology has always been around. And Israel, from the very beginning, experienced it. And the Lord, throughout Old Testament history, always had a people or a man or a woman that could go in and defeat the powers of darkness. And you brought it up earlier, Numbers 33:50.
Yes.
That talks about, also in the Old Testament, and
yes,
it said, "Speak unto the children of Israel, unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan unto the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive all the inhabitants from the land before you, and destroy the pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and pluck down all high places. And ye shall depossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein. I have given the land for you to possess. And ye shall divide the land for an inheritance among your families. And the more ye shall give, the more inheritance. The fewer ye shall give, the less inheritance for every man." And it goes on to say that if they don't drive them out, then they will inherit the curses that these people have over their lives. And this is what exactly has happened to the church in America and around the world, where people,
yes,
refuse to drive the devils out of the people in their churches,
yes,
and they refuse to do deliverance over the demon-possessed people. They call the psychiatrist and put them on psychotropic drugs, or they call the doctor And I believe that God made doctors to help people. I do not speak out against them. You know, Luke was a doctor. A lot of people don't realize that Luke is the only Gentile writer in the New Testament, that actually Christianity is really a Jewish religion. Came right out of the Old Testament with Jesus, the Jew, as our Messiah. And then the people that followed Jesus were all Jewish. Paul was Jewish. And so, but they were Bible-believing, God-fearing Jews. They weren't these people that don't believe in God. And so the truth is that the Old Testament is full of God working with human beings. Look at Deborah. I mean, they couldn't find a man to go. The general said, I will not go to the front lines unless you go with us. And she was a judge, which means that she wasn't a backward woman cooking meals for her husband. She was a leader of Israel. That's what judges were in those days. And she goes to the front lines with the general and defeats the other army. And as she walks out of the land, she curses a city called Meraz because they refuse to go to battle with her. And there are a lot of Christian men around the world today that refuse to stand with women that God has had his anointing upon them.
Yes.
That are doing far greater works than they've ever dreamed of. And that at the judgment seat, some of those women, if those men make it into heaven, are going to be absolutely shocked. I remember I got a prophecy many years ago up in North Carolina. And the prophecy was, you shall tread in places that angels fear to go.
Wow.
And believe me, I have certainly done that.
Amen.
Many times. So,
well, you know, that's so true. I was asking the Lord for a word the other day, and he gave me Isaiah 61. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And that's what Jesus Christ has come to do, folks. He's come to set the captives free, and he's called his servants, the body of Christ, to go out and tread on these serpents and scorpions, go into places that even the angels would fear to tread, and to take back territory for Jesus and to cast these demons out. And I'm putting the enemy on notice right now, all the witches and warlocks that tune in. We're coming after your demons. And we're going into your territory, and we're going to take back the land for Christ. Because Jesus said, occupy till I come. And he was using a military term there. And that is, go into enemy territory and take it back. It's not just sit idle and twiddle your thumbs and go sit on the church pew once a week and wait for the return of Christ. We're to go do battle with the enemy. And he's given us victory. And greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world. So we're coming after these demons, Dr. Holliday, because I'm tired of Satan trying to kill me, stealing from me, and destroying me. And the church better wake up and get some discernment, because there is the true manifestations of God, there's the false manifestations of God. You need to try every spirit. You need to be careful what you believe. I went into a bookstore the other day, Dr. Holliday, and I picked up a Christian book in a bookstore by, I believe it was Dr. Colbert, a very well-known doctor. He's always on TBN. He's a blonde-haired guy. And I thought he'd have some good information on herbal supplements and so forth. That's the industry I'm in. I picked it up and just thumbed through it, and he had a chapter recommending people go out and get into yoga. And if you go out and get in yoga, folks, you're going to pick up a Kundalini demon.
Exactly.
Where's the discernment this guy has? He doesn't have it. Back to the issue of discernment, relate that story about the angel that was coming down the pew, or at least that's what they are. That apparition. Coming down the aisle.
See, a lot of people today are having spiritual visitations from devils. If they're Catholic, they're going to see Mary. If they're a Protestant, they may see an angel or Jesus. And so what happens is nobody's testing the spirits to see if they be of God. And so back in the, when I was really a baby Christian, when I heard about this, there was a Church of God pastor down in Miami. And he was up preaching the gospel. And he said that that all of a sudden there was a supernatural being that started floating down the aisle of the church. Now, back in these days, you didn't hear too much about spiritual things like this. And so he said that the spirit was floating down the church, and it floated up onto the platform, and it looked like Jesus. And so then it said, "Give me the mic." And he gave him the mic. And when he gave him the mic, he said that the spirit turned to him and pointed at him and said, "Get out of the church. This man is a false prophet." And they were half out of their seat. And the preacher said, "Wait a minute, I'm not a false prophet." And so then he said, "I bind you in the name of Jesus." And that thing turned and whizzed out of the window. And so that was a testing of the spirit. And so when these angels come, nobody's testing. They just believe Bob Jones, the false prophet that they follow, is real. And so they just follow whatever angel. Hey, we got an angel called Emma. And then when you start going and investigating the angel Emma, you find out that Emma is actually a Japanese demon that they worship over there named Yama.
Yes.
And Yami, who has their twin spirits. And Yama is the spirit that is the chief spirit of hell. And
oh,
that's who these people are running after, is the chief spirit of hell. I'm talking about the third wave people. And then the other thing is, she is the commander over a group of demons called Unis.
Okay.
And when you investigate Uni, O-N-I, you can do research on the internet of these things. You will find the Uni spirit is the spirit that comes from the dead, that comes for the dead people when they die. And there's a group that go in ships out on the water, and whenever somebody dies, they carry their souls to Yama, and the M-O is who Yama is. She or he weighs the sin life of that person and puts them into the level of hell that they're supposed to be.
Good
now,
grief.
There another group of Unis are they go in carriages or chariots. And I'll tell you an interesting story. I used to have this Indian that traveled with me many years. She was an American Indian that got saved and delivered in my ministry. And she was very supernatural. She could see into the supernatural realms and everything. And one night we were sitting talking in my house, and I heard this very strange noise. And it was like a whirling noise. And she said, "Can you hear that?" And I said, "Yeah, I can hear that." She said, "Do you know what that is?" And I said, "No." She said, "That's the chariots coming for somebody has died
Uh-oh.
In this area."
Yes.
She said, "When we Indians on the reservation hear that noise, we all run and hide because we know somebody's going to die and go off in that chariot."
Wow.
And so I found a painting called The Unis on the internet, and I've got it in one of my newsletters. And it shows the Unis in the boat and the Unis in the chariots coming after the dead people.
Good grief.
And in old days when the sailors used to sail, they were always praying for protection from the spirits coming and taking them in their ships. And
wow.
So a lot of the mythology and things that we read about are really things that people that could see into the spirit realm wrote about.
Yes.
And some of these movies that you go see are people that are actually seeing into the spirit realms and describing these monsters and these things that they are selling even to our children. And so Jesus is real. And I can just tell you, if you're not saved, you better give your heart to the Lord while you still can, because the day is coming that the door will shut. And it says, work while there is light, because the time will come when no man will be able to work. And that's what I do. Sometimes I work all night, all day. I work hard as I can for Jesus, because
yes.
I know that any moment, time's going to be gone.
Dr. Holliday, there's people tuning in that this is the first opportunity they've had to hear you speak. Go ahead and give out your websites and tell people how they can get in contact with you if they would like to contact you for prayer, to get a hold of your books. What's the best way that people can do that?
Okay. Real quick, I want to mention to you that scripture that you said.
Yes, ma'am.
61.
Isaiah 61?
That's the scripture
yes.
that Jesus said over in Luke 4:18.
Okay.
Where he announced that he was the Messiah. He quoted that very scripture.
Wow. Praise
okay.
God.
It's Luke 4:18.
Luke 4:18, okay.
You can reach me at Miracle Outreach Ministries. I mean, just go to patholliday.com, and you'll see a button on that webpage that says MiracleInternetChurch.com, and that will take you over to my other webpage. And also there's a button there that you can punch that will take you to the new book up on Amazon, Witch Doctor and the Man, The City Under the Sea. And you will see some most amazing things that you've ever read in your life.
Folks, I would challenge you to get this book, because it's a real insight that few have ever had an opportunity to go out there and see. And Dr. Holliday went over firsthand to Africa, the dark continent, and it's literally dark spiritually. And that's where I would say the most of this occultic activity emanates from. And a lot of this stuff you can trace all the way back there. So, I mean, that's hardcore over there. She got to see it, got to minister with Bishop Kanko, who was a witch doctor himself, but God had mercy on him and pulled him out of that. And I like to see people who come out of the occult, Dr. Holliday, because they have some unique insight, and then I like to take that information and use it against the dark side.
And also they become great ministers of the
yes,
gospel. Yes,
absolutely.
Because they know both sides. They know that deliverance is real. And they yield to the Lord, and he's able to train them very, very quickly onto this side. They do have to learn to protect themselves spiritually. And
yes.
I have a book up on my website called Spiritual Weapons. And then I think Weapons of Warfare. And my website is to train ministers. And they can learn very quickly, because I stay in the scriptures, centered in the Word.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to add those two to my collection. Folks, deliverance material is the most valuable investment you can make, other than having several Bibles in your house, because it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And that's what we're all going to be involved in, whether you like it or not, because Satan knows his time is short. He's going to unleash his host of hell. And you've got to know how to do spiritual defense, but more than that, how to take the offense and go after and chase him
yeah.
with the weapons that Jesus has given us. Dr. Holliday, there's a question that came in through the chat room. I'm going to throw this out to you. And if you have a question for Dr. Holliday, we will get those to her, and she can respond. Here's a question. It says, I have been divorced since 1993, biblical reasons is my husband was an adulterer. And so it says, I have not remarried since that time, and my ex died a year ago. Okay. The question is, it says, I have been having deep spiritual warfare, especially at night. I'm being attacked in dreams, and it's involving my ex-husband. I know he is dead, but I have been having dreams which have caused me to wake up, you know, very ugly scenarios, and then I'll start praying, taking authority over these spirits, and, you know, I've broken curses, vexes, hexes, and bans over my life with him. However, last night, I had another dream, and, you know, I woke up and had more prayer, and I just don't know why I'm being attacked. I'm not aware of any unforgiveness or negativism. You know, I loved him, but I know that I'm under some kind of spiritual attack. Any thoughts on this?
Yes, I know exactly what it is. I wrote a book called Marriage and Sex, and in that book there's two key spirits. One, they're called Asmodeus and Osmodeus, and those are the ruling spirits over sexual activity and marriages. And what she's having is a spirit of Asmodeus coming to her and trying to make her think that's her dead husband, but it's an impersonating spirit. The Lord tells us not to talk to the dead or have fellowship with the dead because demons will impersonate dead people. And so what happens to a lot of widow ladies and gents, when their partner dies, that person will come to them, or a devil will come to them in the form of their mates because they love them and they want to talk to them, and they certainly do miss the sex. So they have to stand up and bind that spirit, and we're going to bind that spirit for any of you tonight that are having these experiences and cast them out. And when we cast them out, you have to put the wall of fire around you, Zechariah 4:5. And then what you have to do is you have to resist the devil, and then he flees from you. What happens in a lot of instances, people that are having Asmodeus and Asmodeus come, this demon gives them sexual climaxes, and they like the sex. They can feel it. And so sometimes they don't want to get rid of the spirit. So you got to want to get rid of it. And so whenever we pray, we will bind up Asmodeus, and you go up and get that book, Marriage and Sex, and it tells you all about that.
Absolutely. You need to get that one because that, I believe, is the problem, caller. Dr. Holliday, a lot of people have said, you know, they're having these attacks at night. What would you say someone should do before they go to bed? Because I know a lot of attacks come when people are asleep and, you know, kind of their defenses are at their lowest ebb. What kind of spiritual self-defense could they do before they go to bed?
Okay, first thing you got to know is Jesus never sleeps. And Jesus is able to protect you while you sleep. Now, what Bishop Kenko taught us was that every night he places the blood of Jesus over himself and his family, and then he asked the Holy Spirit to put his wall of fire around his house for divine protection. He told us a story that in Africa, families meet once a month and eat together so that they can stay connected together. And everybody brings a covered dish, and one person is designated each time to bring the meat. And a woman came to him and said, Bishop, the person that is going to come to bring the meat is a person that is in witchcraft. What should we do? Because I know she's going to dedicate that meat to idols. And he told her about putting the wall of fire around her house of the Holy Ghost before she goes to bed.
Yes.
And she did. And the next morning when they got up and walked out, on the other side of the wall of fire, there was that relative, and she had burns all over her body, and she was laying just on the other side of that woman's property. So what Christians have to understand is words are not idle words when they speak in the name of Jesus. They're very powerful, and they work. And you pray your prayers that you pray for your family. You put the wall of fire around each of them and their homes and yourself and the blood of Jesus. And you put your spirit in the hands of God.
Yes.
And God is able to protect your dreams. Now, a lot of Christians don't realize that dreams are either coming from God or they come from the devil.
Yes.
And witches take advantage of the ignorance in the body of Christ because most Christians don't know anything and they have dreams. Bishop Kenko taught us that if you have a dream that comes from God, you can pray for it and ask God to bring it into fruition.
Okay.
He said, but if a devil brings you a dream and you don't know it, that dream can also come true. And witches will come. They will soul travel, as we talked earlier, into your house, and you'll find yourself eating things at nighttime and in your dreams. And when you're eating things, he said that is a witch that has soul travel.
Okay.
And that witch is feeding you potions. Mm. So you need to wake up, and if you've had a dream, ask the Lord to show you the dream. Did you give me that dream? And
okay.
You do spiritual warfare over your dreams just like you do when you go into a church. I do spiritual warfare if I walk into somebody's house or in somebody's church. I bind the demons and forbid them from attacking me in any way.
Okay.
And so you do spiritual warfare, and you can learn spiritual warfare in the weapons book that it's in ebook form up on my website.
Give some of the witches and warlocks out there an idea of what happens when they come against a Christian who knows spiritual self-defense. And I'm talking specifically about the time you saw Zechariah 2 and 5 employed.
Oh, well, I just spoke of that where the witch was burned on the other side of the fence when Kenko did it. But let me tell you something. Witches themselves, when they come out, because I've ministered to Satanists and witches over the years and brought them out of the darkness. And when they come out, they talk to me and tell me things. I ministered one time to a wizard that was number two that was going to inherit a witchcraft city here in Florida.
Wow.
And he told me, he said, that a wise witch will go and scan a person, a Christian, to see if they know what they're doing before they attack them. Because, he said, if they send a power against that person, and if that power is unsuccessful, in other words, if the Christian knows how to protect themselves,
yes,
that power has to accomplish what it was sent out to accomplish. So it will
right.
go back to the witch, and he said in witchcraft, they say that it'll come back 10 times worse. The Bible says that when an unclean spirit goes out, it goes back 7 times worse.
Yes.
But it goes back and attacks that witch or wizard 7 times worse than it sent it out.
Yes.
And so a wise witch or wizard that knows their arts will come and scan the person before they ever attack them. If they see the level that person knows what they're doing, they won't touch them. They will leave, and they'll go back, and they'll never cast a spell, a spirit, or anything on them because they don't want to do the warfare.
If they survive, and folks, if you want to try that against a Christian, the no self-defense, you could die in the process.
That's right.
Because you may not survive it. Your demons that are being sent over are being sent on a suicide mission because we that know what to do, we're going to take those demons and we're going to send them to the foot of Jesus Christ. If to try them before their time, to judge them before their time, and they're going out of commission.
They're going to the pit of hell.
Exactly right.
Because Jesus is the judge, and whenever Jesus judges them, that little sentence that says, Jesus, I send these devils to your feet for you to judge them before their time. You're not judging them, but he is. And the Bible says that we shall judge angels. A lot of Christians interpret that when we die and we go to heaven, we're going to judge the angels. No, we judge them right now. If a fallen angel comes and attacks you, you can judge that angel by caging it, sending it to the feet of Jesus and saying, Jesus, this fallen angel devil attacked me. Would you judge it before it's time and send it into hell? Jesus will send it into hell.
I tell you something else. I've heard of silver cords being cut. People fall out of the air dead. And I put a warning out to any witch or warlock who wants to try it. I cut silver cords in the name of Jesus Christ, so you may not go back to your body. It may be over for you.
That's just right.
A stern warning out there to mess with a believer.
That's right.
Our job is to get out there and teach others the authority they have in Jesus Christ to trample on the head of the serpent.
That's right.
I got a call, and I won't mention the name, but the person went out of their house today, and there was a snake sitting at the edge of their property with the head cut off. Now, this is in New York City where I'm not aware of any snakes going through the neighborhoods. What do you think that is?
Well, that is absolutely a witch or a wizard that has done a sacrifice for that person's soul or life.
Okay.
And that should be by an anointed minister needs to rise up and break the curse over that person's life and just command those spirits to go back to where they came from.
Okay.
And because if it's not broken, what will happen is that hex or that blood sacrifice will come and accomplish its assignment.
Okay.
So when they do something, you have to counterattack.
Yes.
If you don't counterattack, it'll come, it'll happen to you.
Absolutely. And so that's why it's so important, folks, to know spiritual self-defense, know spiritual warfare and weapons of warfare. I would encourage you to get a hold of these books of Dr. Holliday. Now, Dr. Holliday, you are also doing some other programs with your associate pastor, Dennis Williams. What is the
Testing
name of that
out
program?
Devils. His name is it's called Casting Out Demons, and he's on Blog Radio too. I'll have him to put his link up on my web pages so people can get there from my web pages.
Folks, that's an awesome program. I listened to some of that last night.
Yeah, he's been around me for 21 years, and he knows a lot, and he's very powerful deliverance minister also.
Now, you also do a weekly TV program that's broadcast in Jacksonville, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the show schedule
for that? It's Channel 29, and they show it maybe 20, 30 times during the week, but its primary time is on Sunday night at 10:30, and it runs, each show runs for a whole month. And so people get to see it in the middle of the night, all during the day, all different times. I can't tell you what the time levels are because I don't know.
And you have some videos also on your website that people can go over there and watch?
They can watch the television shows. There's DVDs of teachings over there. There's MP3s that they can listen to sermons. There's newsletters. Some of my newsletters are very, very deep. Sometimes you have to run the links that are on them so you can know what I'm talking about, because I put a lot of information and links to prove what I've said is not just my coming out of my mind. And there's information up there from ministers. so that they can come alive and awake quickly.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
PatHoliday.com.
Or MiracleInternetChurch.com. Mm-hmm. Dr. Holiday, we have about 20 minutes remaining. I always like to, when I have you on the air, have you pray for people, because I think everybody listening to this needs deliverance from one time or another. And folks, mm-hmm. Every demon out is one less in. So it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just house cleaning. And so, and you want to be a Christian if you're going to do this house cleaning. Otherwise, they come back with seven more. But for those of you who are witches and warlocks, we'll also give you a little bit of relief tonight, and we're going to cage up some of those demons for you.
Yeah. And also, you know, Jesus cleaned the fish. When he resurrected from the grave, he comes over to the river, and he's sitting there, and the disciples are out there fishing, and he calls out, and he says, brothers, have you caught anything? And they said, no, so we haven't caught anything. He said, cast your nets onto the other side of the boat. And when they did, all of them together could not pull the harvest in. And what the symbology of that is Jesus is cleaning the fish. And those were his disciples. And it was, he had resurrected. And he was saying, now, disciples, you can catch a lot of fish, but you got to clean them. And what the American church is doing is they're catching the fish, but they're leading them down the pathways of darkness because they're not driving the devils out. When Jesus met Mary Magdalene, he didn't say, Mary, come and follow me. No, he drove seven devils out of her. And then she was able to follow him. So I tell you that you might be a Christian and you might have a pastor that doesn't know any better telling you Christians can't have demons. But I'll guarantee you that the churches are filled with devils in America. And you can see the difference. If you go over to Pastor Bishop Canco's church and you see the joy of the Holy Ghost and you see what goes on in those churches, you will know that we are living in a backslidden church in America, because they cast the devils out, the people are filled with joy, and it's not put on. It's real.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, did you want to pray now?
Yes, ma'am. We have about 18 minutes. I'm going to give you the mic, and if you would, could you do a mass deliverance in the time remaining?
Sure, sure. We talked about, we'll talk about doing, I forgot which spirit we named earlier in the show.
Osmodeus?
But, yeah, we can do Osmodeus.
Do some witchcraft spirits?
Yeah.
We seem to have a lot of people in the occult coming in through New Age, yoga,
Amen.
Meditation.
Amen.
So I'd love to go after some of those.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne tonight. We worship you. We adore you. You said in your word, where two or three are gathered in your name, you're right in the midst. And you're in the midst of us right now. We just lift your name up high and spread it throughout the world, that you're still alive and able to do all things. People are listening tonight, Lord, and they need deliverance. And in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the spirits of pornography, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, all of the spirits of impotency. Every night roaming spirit that comes into people's houses, we bind you up, we cage you in the name of Jesus. We forbid any reinforcements to come. We bind up the spirits of witchcraft, because the Bible says witchcraft, that idolatry is as of witchcraft. And our nation is filled with witchcraft and idolatry. And I've seen Christians lose their life because of the spirit of idolatry that is in their houses, that they've picked up from foreign countries. And we bind the spirit of idolatry up right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, God, that you convict their hearts and let them know that spirits hang around idols and that's images of things, God, that that you show over even in the New Testament, first chapter, and throughout the Bible, you warn the Jewish people not to take idolatry into their homes. So we bind the spirits of idolatry and cage them. We take authority over the spirits of death that has come to rob, kill, and steal. You said that you came to give life and give it to them more abundantly. And we release life abundant over the people that are listening. A wisdom. You said in your word in the first chapter of Ephesians, Paul wrote and said that he prayed for wisdom and understanding to the Christians of his time. And we're praying for that same spirit, a wisdom and understanding of who Christ is, who sits at the right hand of God the Father, giving intercession for us, and also he gives his power to usward who believe. And his power is on the scene. It's in every house that we're praying for. We pray for their children. We pray for their relatives. We cry out tonight and ask you, Father, that the circle will not be broken. We call the families into the kingdom before it's too late. We give you glory and praise tonight that the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Savior. He's the healer, Sotus, and he is the deliverer. And tonight we put every person that's listening and open and crying out for deliverance tonight in the hands of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, you're standing right in front of them. And we command those devils to come out right now. Now you just take some deep breaths and you just let them out and cough. Cough will just help to facilitate them to come out. That's right. That's right. They're coming now. They're coming. I can see legions coming out all over the place that's hearing our voice. And they'll come out from those that even listen to this tape later. They're leaving. Cough. Cough some more. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. And now, Jesus is standing there, we ask him to touch you. And the Bible says that Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. We ask him to touch you now and bring in the power, the anointing, the spirit of the Holy Ghost into your vessel right now. That's right. Just take a deep breath and enjoy the presence of God because he's right there. And now, Holy Spirit, with your fire, we ask that you burn all hidden spirits out of those people. We cannot let you stay. We cut every root. We cut every chain, every fetter. We cut every ley line, every silver cord, every witchcraft power, every spirit that has come down your family line 10 generations back, 10 generations forward. Right now, we separate you and your spirit from those devils. We cover your spirit and your flesh with the blood of Jesus, separating you from those devils. And now, Holy Ghost, just burn them out. Breathe them out again. Breathe them out. That's it. Cough them on out. Yes. And now take a deep breath. Holy Spirit, we ask that you fill all those empty places in your people. Give them a hunger for the word. Give them a hunger to serve you. Give them a hunger to be obedient to your word and your ways. And let them know you, that you truly are the sovereign God that sits at the right hand of God the Father, and that you will join them in their prayers, make an intercession for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Dr. Holliday, what can we do for someone who does not know Christ, and they like the demons that they have, they're not ready to quite give them up? Is there any relief that you can give to them
yes,
tonight?
Yes. What we can do for your families that are out on alcohol and drugs and people that you know, you just start naming them, and I will pray. Brother Shannon Lee will pray with us. Father, we just lift up our families to you.
Yes.
And we all have family members and friends that are not saved. We take authority over those devils that are driving them to alcohol, lust, sex, rebellion, witchcraft, all of the powers of the world. We bind every devil and we cage them right now in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, that sin only lasts for a season. And at the same time, just as I described how you came to Bishop Kanko into his room and you took him over to the church, you gave him a supernatural manifestation of who Jesus is. We ask you, God, that you will give our relatives and our friends supernatural manifestations as to who Jesus really is. And, Lord, open up the gate for them to come into the kingdom. And, Father God, we bind these devils. We disconnect them from their minds. We put cords on their mouths. We break every fetter over them, every chain, every habit, every drug spirit, every alcohol spirit, cigarettes, you are bound. And in the name of Jesus, God, we release them under the power of the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we ask that you go to them. You convict them of their sins. And you show them who Jesus is. Reveal the Christ Jesus to them. And open the door to the kingdom. Because you said in your word, no one comes to the Father unless they're drawn by the Spirit of God. And you said in Acts 2:38-39 that if we repent, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will be saved, and our household, and as many as the Lord thy God shall call. So, Holy Ghost, call our families into the kingdom. And we have claimed them tonight according to your word. And we know that you're a faithful God. And we say, let the circle be unbroken. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I'd also like to say a prayer right there for those of you that are listening live or in the MP3 who are witches and warlocks. Right now, in agreement with Dr. Pat, I'm talking to the demon inside of you. I bind the power demon, the strong man inside of you right now. I command you to go into a cage. I bind all demons under the strong man's authority to also go into a cage right now in Jesus' name. Apply the blood of Jesus to that cage. And I ask God that you'd loose warrior angels down right now to go read the word of God to those demons 24 hours a day. I'm asking God that you would convict these people of the need for you. Send your Holy Spirit. Pull the scales off of their eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And we also bind the strong man over their life, which is Satan.
Yes.
And we bind the strong man over every life. And what we're doing in the spirit realm is Matthew 18:18 and Matthew 19, where whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven and earth, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven and earth. And we're in agreement, and it says Jesus is right in our midst.
Yes.
And so we just agree that these binding and loosening prayers have been effective, and in the name of Jesus, that they will give fruit. Now, I'll give you a word to tell you that if we prayed those prayers for your relatives, they may still drink after we prayed these prayers, but the demons that were driving them are no longer in force. What would be in force would be their flesh, and their flesh will drive them because of the cravings. You continue to bind the cravings and reinforcing devils, and you stand your ground and ask Jesus to give them supernatural manifestations, and they shall come in. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Omega Man Radio Network. Our special guest tonight has been Dr. Pat Holliday. We've been talking about her new book, called The City Under the Sea, The Witch Doctor and the Man, which you can get up at Amazon.com. I would encourage everybody to get a copy of this. It's a must-have in your deliverance library. And Dr. Holliday, give your websites out again, please. And if someone listening out there has received some deliverance tonight that would like to share your testimony, we'd encourage you to contact us. How could they get a hold of you, Dr. Holliday?
I'm Holliday with two L's, .pat@gmail.com. My webpage is patholliday.com. But real quickly, I want us to pray about Israel and this
yes.
thing going. Father, we bind the god of Zeus, which is the god of war, and we forbid that god to go into action against Israel and
yes.
against America tonight. And all of these war-mongering devils are bound and caged over the world. And we ask you for mercy for Israel, America. We don't deserve your mercy. We're backslidden. Our church is backslidden. We know that Israel's backslidden. But God, in the name of Jesus, for those that believe in you, that you will never forsake us or leave us, we bind up these devils in the name of Jesus and cage them. And we release peace over the world in Jesus' name.
While we're doing a little bit of spiritual warfare, I'm going to throw one into the mix.
Go for it.
Father God, in Jesus' name, in agreement with Dr. Pat Holliday and the other believers, we come in agreement right now and we bind the financial resources of the fake apostate churches that are operating out there. And we ask God that you would release these finances to the deliverance ministries, such as Dr. Pat Holliday's and other ministries, God, that need the resources to operate. I'm asking for a transfer of wealth from the wicked to the righteous for this end time work in Jesus' name.
And I agree with that. And I also agree, God, that as they give, when you nudge them to, that you will truly bless them. That if they plant their seeds on good ground, they will truly get a harvest. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, every single person that has given into those false ministries, you need to repent and ask God to forgive you for giving resources that belong to the Church of Jesus Christ into those false ministries, because of the fact that a curse will come on you if you have given your money to the devil. And of course, the devil that rules over the world is the god called Mammon. And Jesus said you cannot serve Mammon and God at the same time. And so if you've given, just repent and ask God for forgiveness. I've known people that have given into some of those false ministries that were very wealthy that suddenly lost everything they had. And so, God, we just ask that you protect the finances that they have left, and that you, Father, will bless them as they give where you tell them to give. And Father God will give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Dr. Holliday, it was a pleasure and an honor to have you on the program tonight. And I look forward to having you back on and have you continue do some teaching, because we need teaching in this day and time.
Well, I'm so happy to be with you, as usual, because you really keep the program going.
Well, praise God. We enjoy doing the program, and I praise God for opening up the door. And, folks, we're going to have this entire broadcast up in the MP3 archives in about 10 or 15 minutes. And so would encourage you to download it, send it to a friend, and tune back in each night. God bless you all. Thank you, Dr. Holliday.
And tell them to pray for new cameras for us in our church.
Yes. The ministry needs some cameras, folks.
Professional cameras.
Absolutely. So we can do the
work
of the Lord.
I want to get a lot of people's home cameras.
Absolutely.
Amen.
God bless you, sister.
Thank you.
Amen. You've been listening to the Mega Man Radio Show. In about 1 hour, I'm going to have Reverend Steve Bell on the line. Doing another show, so I want to invite you to come back, get yourself refreshed, eat a snack, and join us in again in about an hour. God bless you tonight.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio. Do you listen to other radio programs and then say,
"Where's the beef?"
Tune in each day to Omega Man Radio,
the show that will put meat on your spirit man's bones.